if you were a ghost and you got over whatever grief or whatever, and you're like, oh shit, I'm a ghost, I could go do ghost shit. What kind of ghost shit would you do?
Hey everyone, welcome to Pop Podcast. I am your host, Dennis.
And I am your host, Gabe.
We have a special, Google Meet episode today of the podcast because I'm feeling a little sick and under the weather. I didn't feel like passing that on to Gabe. Actually, this morning I was worried I had COVID. I went and got a COVID test and everything.
Yep. Last minute switching things up. I had I had the equipment ready to go. Producer Mike was on his way. Halfway, we tell him, turn your ass back and go home. We don't need you. So,
it's true. Sorry about that. I thought I was going to power through. But then Jess convinced me. She's like, it's just not good. I don't know. She just told me it's not good for you to, you know, do that to your friends. Just don't go is what she told me.
Yeah, good call. Hopefully you just get better from here. You don't sound too bad, but you know.
Yeah, I took Mucinex. It's not bad.
Nice. Well, I'm going to open up this beer and say hello to people real quick. What's up, Aldridge, Jacob, Galars the Cat, Killatrav, Braxton. I can't see very well. I'm using the TV as a monitor, and the TV's at the other side of the room.
Okay. So you're in the regular setup.
Yeah. Dat Diggity Dog.
Okay.
Don McGinn. Yeah. Yep. Regular setup for me. I'm sitting in the normal spot that I would sit in. You would basically be right here if you were here, but you're not. So it's just me and my Mexican outfit right now. My cholo.
What's the Mexican outfit? You look very, very cholo.
This sweater pullover jacket. I don't know. Was a Christmas gift from one of Jasmine's aunts, and you know, I got it. I was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna rock this. And then this hat was a gift for my birthday.
Okay. You look very Mexican, like a Raiders fan for life.
Yeah,
with the mustache and everything. I can see you at like a tailgate, but I also imagine you as like much shorter than you actually are.
Yeah.
And like you're wearing the outfit of someone who's like, who's like 5'3" and 180 pounds.
And this shirt is the shirt you gave me because it doesn't fit you, I guess. So
I'm wearing all gifts. All gifts? Nice.
Yeah.
Is my frame rate really that bad?
Is the frame rate really that bad? Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty bad, right? What's the deal with it there? I'm like hardwired in.
I don't know. Not much we could do about it. You sound good, though.
Oh, that changed everything. What happens when I do that? Is everything good now?
I don't know what you're doing.
What am I doing now? Can you hear me? Could you hear me the whole time?
Yeah.
You could hear me the whole time?
Yes.
Interesting. All right. I'm just trying to disconnect my Wi-Fi. Should I disconnect my Wi-Fi? You don't know. There's no answer. No, because I have the Ethernet cable in. It's connected. So I don't know why the internet's going through my Wi-Fi. That's my question.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyway, we should have figured that out earlier, but we didn't. Anyway, let's move on, dude.
Yeah. So, hey, we're back. Sorry for the break. We needed to take a little break. We shot episode 100. That's what we're here to talk about, you know, and some other stuff too. But we shot happy hour episode 100. It was a number that was always in our heads of like, hey, we can get to 100, and that's going to be pretty cool. We thought it would come sooner, but it came when it came, and it was a good episode. And it comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. Comes out tomorrow. I mean, we're like more ready now than we usually are by this time for an episode to come out.
True, but we are like
coming off of a many week break.
Yeah.
But we are weeks late, But I think we needed it.
Yeah. And is there a set time? It might be out at 8 a.m. So
yeah,
it might. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Do you want it out at 8 a.m.? Do you want it out at noon? When do you guys want it?
Yeah. What time's good for you, Jake? Let me know when you wake up. We'll time it for that time.
Yeah.
Maybe your lunch break.
Yeah. Tell us when you
Jake's
want
lunch
it,
break.
Jake.
We should just email it to him. Email him the link personally.
Yeah. So, yeah, that comes out. I guess what's exciting, tomorrow I'm doing Cookbook Roulette too. So we're kind of getting back into the swing of things. I know it's December, it's holidays too, so it's going to be a little wacky once we get around Christmas time. But we shot an episode yesterday as well. So that'll be coming out at some point too. But Dennis, I have to say.
101.
Yes, episode 101. I took a fall in that episode.
Oh, yeah. Are you still hurting?
I think I have a bruise. That shit.
Do you really?
Kind of sore. I mean, I was... So what happened on the episode, we shot an episode yesterday. I'm over at Dennis's. And, you know, one of the things that's different is that, you know, we're shooting in your kitchen and...
Yeah.
You know, it's not our old Bauflower place. It's not our old... You know, yeah. Rental, who cares? Let's beat this place up a little bit. Let's spray champagne on the walls. Let's throw my feet on the counter.
Is that how we were before?
I mean, we weren't that reckless, but, you know, I didn't feel as worrisome as I do now because it's your place. It's a nicer place. So I don't want to be like kicking things over
well,
and
thank you.
Spilling things.
Thank you.
But I attempted to throw my leg up on the counter, which is the counter at your place is lower than the counter at Bauflower, so it should be easy, right? Whatever. I don't know if it was miscommunication or what we were doing, but it was a pure accident where I throw my leg up on the counter. You were going to help put my leg up on
exactly.
the counter.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to receive your foot as you kicked it up, and then I was going to place it on the counter for you to complete the whole act. But you jumped at the same time. I lifted you at the same time, and I fucking judo threw you across the room. it was crazy. I had just said this last night, but there was this point where I lifted your foot up, and then all of a sudden there was no more weight on my hand. I'm like, oh, what's happening? And then I just saw you fly away from me. I was like, oh no, Gabe might be mad. Oh gosh, yeah. But I will have to say, you had a mixing tin. You got a mixing tin and a cocktail that you were ready to shake.
Right.
And you were going to throw your leg up and shake it. But I'll say that when you got thrown across the room, I saw in slow motion you holding the cocktail glasses and you're like this. And you flew across the room. You try to hold on to it the best you can. Honestly, right. It was probably facing straight up. The only reason it splashed everywhere is because, you know, the contact with the ground. But yeah. You were holding them straight up the whole time. And I respect you for that, Gabe. Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess what happened was I throw my leg up and I take a hop with my other leg that's on the ground as you lift my leg. So it really was like just something that happened at the exact moment that it was weird. Shouldn't have happened.
It was quite fun. It was quite
and
fun.
I flew, and I don't quite remember because obviously I drank and I woke up and, you know, memory is foggy. But
oh man, yeah, you haven't fallen asleep on my couch or on a couch in a long, long time. You have to even fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah, it was my first sleepover at your place.
It's true. It is your first sleepover at my place.
Yeah, it was a delightful
sleep. You left pretty early.
Yeah,
it was
up,
a good sleep.
I woke up pretty early. I woke up maybe 5:30. Yeah, 5:30 or something. And Kobe was sleeping. I remember falling asleep. I took a picture, sent it to Jasmine, and it was Kobe in the crux of my arm right here, sleeping. And she texts back, are you... you know, are you coming home tonight or something? And then I didn't respond. I just fell asleep. And when I woke up, I was in that same position of, you know, on my back, and Kobe was still right there. And I woke up and I was like, oh, okay, I slept pretty good. But you know how you wake up sometimes and you were drinking the night before, you don't quite remember everything, and you're like, you have a little bit of a headache, but you feel a little drunk still? Like you could, like you have energy still. And I, whenever that happens to me, I'm like, oh man, the hangover hasn't hit yet.
Oh, it hasn't set in yet. Yeah.
And that's gonna suck. Well, for me, I had that worry, but it didn't happen. So I was happy about that. So I was able to like get the stuff, go downstairs, get my car, take off, and come home in time to walk my dogs and go on with my day. So, but it was,
sorry, I had to cough there.
It was a delightful sleep.
Ooh.
And it was a fun episode.
It was a fun episode. I was a little worried. I felt a little rusty.
Yeah.
Going in and low energy, but I think we found it. You see that cough? That's the cough I didn't want to bring to your place. I've been doing that every, like, in the morning, it was every like 5-10 minutes. Maybe it's because we went so hard on the episode. Maybe it wasn't COVID. Maybe I just had a hangover. And I was like, I think I have a COVID. But I told you, I was like, I woke up, I can't breathe. I think I have the COVID. And then we went to the, and then we went to CVS. We got an at-home test, and then we did it. And I was hoping I had COVID, because I was like, you know, I was making such a big deal out of it, but it wasn't. I was just being a little baby about it. I think I had a hangover. I was being a baby about having a hangover.
What about this? Is it Omicron? Is that the new strain that's
sweeping, man, the Omicron
through the world? What's up with these names, man? Omicron.
Yeah, Omicron's pretty funny.
What is
that's
what,
Don McGinn says Percy I 8.
What is
which
that?
Which is a Futurama reference.
Oh.
Well, I'm trying to join the Discord right now, but I'm on a new machine.
But
what were you gonna say?
I don't know, man. I'm tired of this fucking COVID shit. All these variants, man, fucking shit up. Like, I just don't want to hear about variants, because when we hear about variants, then we hear about new rules and shit like that. So, get out of my face. It should be called.
I'm getting kind of a little Republican about it. I don't like all this COVID. What's the deal?
Yeah.
Why? How come we haven't? Is this just something that we're never going to figure out, you think, Gabe?
It's just not going to leave. It's just going to be in our lives, and we just have to all calm down about it and fucking just, you know, just.
There's just a bad cold around now forever. A bad cold that kills old people and some regular people.
Yeah. I mean, it's a sucky fucking
virus.
That's
the new reality? That's the new reality?
It's just something else that's added to all the other diseases and viruses out there. So, fucking hell. But, whatever.
Damn.
I don't care. Who cares? Who cares, like, man?
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
Who cares?
Yeah. But, let's imagine that you got COVID and you died. Just all of a sudden you're dead, and then you're a ghost. If you were a ghost and you got over whatever grief or whatever, and you're like, oh shit, I'm a ghost, I could go do ghost shit. What kind of ghost shit would you do? Because I'll tell you the first thing that I would do, if I died today and I was a ghost.
Are you fucking masturbating in a shower?
No, I would go look at all my friends' dicks and see what they're working with.
Do you have X-ray vision as a ghost? How are you doing it? You're just waiting for them to take off their pants?
Yeah, you just go into...
You're a creep. You're a creeper ghost.
Yeah.
You're just going to sit in the bedroom. You're going to wait for them to just take off their pants.
Yeah, just
maybe take a shower.
Have a quick laugh. Maybe cry a little bit. Be like, oh shit, all my friends' dicks are bigger than mine. Or like, oh shit, look at your small dick. That's funny.
Use your ghost. That's
right.
Use your ghost finger to like go like this, blah, 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 real quick. Just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Give him a little.
But I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
Twang.
I guess I would do a lot of traveling if I'm a ghost, right? As a ghost, do I just walk around or do I fly around like Casper? I imagine if I was a ghost, I'd be like Casper, right? Casper. Yeah, I'd be like
Yeah,
I'd be Casper.
That's the trade-off.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd fly.
You'd be friendly.
I'd fly to Thailand or something, you know? See what that place is all about. My dogs
I think if I was... Your dogs? Are they both there? Cosmo looks cute today.
I'm petting Cosmo with my left hand, and he's on my lap, and then Rudy's down on the floor, and I'm petting him with my right hand.
Oh, man. So you double-fisting dogs, huh?
Fucking needy bitches. Maybe they're all excited because they thought you guys are going to come because they saw me set up all this stuff. So now they don't know what to do with themselves.
I see. I see. Well, I was going to say if I was a ghost and I could do ghost shit, I would do like people watching. I would just follow people around, find like someone very hot, follow that person around or maybe try to find a criminal. Maybe follow a criminal around.
Why a criminal?
Something like that. I like that. I don't know, just to see what they're up to, just to see like what, you know, if they're planning a murder, maybe I could follow around and just check it out. Maybe I intervene at the right time, like a ghost cop.
So as a ghost,
and then I blah-la-la-la-la-ing.
So as a ghost, what are you saying? You're saying like you could like, you know, you could like throw shit around, like you could like actually interact.
Well, isn't that what you're saying? Oh, so you're just watching.
Yeah,
just like an.
I don't know.
I'd still watch crime. That's all I would want to watch. I'd go into locker rooms, boys and girl locker rooms, and I'd watch crimes happen because I think that'd be kind of fun. You know what I mean? Because once I'm dead, I'm not gonna be so grossed out by the idea of other people dying. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll see a ghost happen, you know, and that's how I'll make friends too. Mm. Someone gets stabbed, bah! He's like, ah! And he crosses over. And I'm like, hey, yeah, I saw the whole thing happen. That was crazy. He was like, really gunning for you.
Yeah, I guess I'd make some ghost friends and shit. Be like, go to like, I don't know, where do ghosts hang out, you know? You just walk around, just be like, hey, you're floating.
Abandoned houses?
Abandoned houses, like scary houses.
Are there other ghosts? If there's other ghosts, I'm definitely hanging out with other ghosts.
Yeah, maybe go to a ghost bar, maybe a ghost titty bar, you know?
That'd be kind of cool. Just probably a regular titty bar. You go to a regular titty bar, it's packed with ghosts, I bet.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Just they're just hanging out. It's like, damn, man, I wish I could be in this actual bar. You know?
Oh, man.
Man, are we perverts or immature that it all automatically goes to like sex things? How do people in the chat feel? Do other people have more interesting ideas on what to do with ghost powers?
I just love voyeurism in general. I wish I could
some voyeurism.
You know? Yeah.
What kind of like pornography is all about? Pornography is video voyeurism.
There is a category. There is a category of porn that's like voyeurism.
Even more voyeur.
Yeah. So it's like they have a camera in the closet, you know?
Like they have it in the closet, like facing out, like through a crack.
Yeah.
And then like, dang.
I was into
you know
that.
What? I'm not up to those. I don't know that porno. What do I look up? Closet porn?
No, just look up voyeurism.
Voyeur porn.
Voyeur
okay.
porn.
Is there porn where like the camera's like sitting in a tree outside of a window? And you mostly see leaves, but if you look carefully you could see boobs in between.
Yeah, I think there is some. There's like, you know, you see through the blinds sort of thing, you see through the closet sort of thing. Yeah. I'm into that. If I had more free time, I'd be walking around seeing what windows I could look through, you know. I'm always I live in an apartment building and there's like other apartment buildings and sometimes I get worried like more when I'm like in the restroom because we have a window and I'm like, can anybody see my dick and balls if I'm just standing here? So I mean, they could probably see Jasmine's titties, you know?
Okay. Because they're higher up on her body.
Yeah, they're higher up on her body. Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah. She got some shoulder titties.
But I'm always doing the math. I was like, can they see my dick right now? Are they seeing my dick right now? We got windows all over the place.
What's the angle?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the nice thing about my place. I got my windows are always open. You know, like I never have the blinds closed. Mm-hmm. But I live on the third floor, so no one can see me.
Right. And across from you is an empty lot. So.
Yeah. Across from me is like a big empty lot that was supposed to be a stadium.
I think it's not being immature or perverted. It's just that's what we do as humans. Why are we ignoring that we all want to have sex? We all like sex, but we don't like to talk about it or like sort of collectively participate in it. I would figure if I was an alien and I studied humans and you know, learn like, okay, they're very sexual creatures and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I would imagine seeing a lot more orgies sort of out and about. And like that would be more of a thing that's just a commonplace rather
I think the whole like Judeo-Christian, you know, set of values kind of blanketed the earth. At some point, and now we don't have orgies like we used to, right? Because I think at one point, if I'm remembering my history correct, Greece was just full of orgies. Ancient Greece was just orgy after orgy, like, and sexuality, right? Like I think everyone was like bisexual, right?
Right.
And then at some point, Jesus was born, and he's like, nah, all right, we like two things. And that's all that, you know, it's a man and a woman as one of each and them's the rules. And if you don't like anything else, you're a savage. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
That came into play at some point.
Yeah. And then we got like work and stuff and we got it. Oh, are you leaving? Bye.
Oh, damn.
Oh, can you bring back burritos? Oh, okay.
Dennis wants one too.
Yeah, that's why I said burritos.
Did she say yes?
No, she said no, probably not.
Probably not, she said. Yeah. Chase Dan in the chat says, I remember the ghost question was asked to college students, and the majority answered that they would use their powers to rob a bank and pay off their loans. Man, you don't got to pay off your loans when you're dead, stupid.
Yeah, you're fucking dead, man.
You're fucking dead. Don't worry about that shit.
Take out all the loans right before you die.
Yeah.
Buy everything.
Catch Gabe in the bathroom of the bank looking at people's dicks. That's where Gabe's gonna be.
Yeah. I just wanna see all my friends.
I am
dicks.
You know, now that you mention it, I'm kind of curious because I see my dick in various states. Mm-hmm. You know, cold weather, like day after drinking, you know, you got all sorts of dicks, various lengths, various like situations, you know?
Right.
Because it's a mobile, it's a very, you know, thing
malleable.
It's different day to day. There's no, even with the same penis, there's no two penis days that are the same.
You're right.
So I get what you're saying. I would like, who's a friend penis? Would you look at my penis?
I wouldn't look at your penis right away.
Not right away. I'm not first on your list.
No, you're not first on my list.
Right? That seems a little too eager. We're best friends. Like, if you died and you went straight to looking at my dick, yeah. I'd be like, whoa, Gabe.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Give it a day or two.
Yeah, my close friends, I'd give it a day or two. But, like, you know, like my high school basketball team, like, I try to go see all their dicks and then be like, okay, that's why you played like that.
Okay, so you got, yeah, okay, all right, see what I'm saying.
That's why you were so angry all the time. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Oh,
hey, Hrothgar, thanks for the sub. Did someone just sub? I think someone's just subbed. I didn't get an alert. Did you hear an alert, Gabe, on your side?
Yeah, I heard an alert. Thank you.
Nice. Thanks for the sub.
I'm not.
Oh, it's Eldridge.
Eldridge.
Wait, hold on. Hrothgar, 3 months gift subscription courtesy of Eldridge. Yeah, not Eldridge. Nice. Thank you, everyone.
I'm going to open up a new beer just for that.
Everyone involved.
I'm not gonna update.
Oh, should I have a beer?
Yeah.
Well, I just don't want to get another
Corona hangover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? but I'm opening up a Voodoo Ranger IPA, courtesy of New
Those
Belgium.
Are pretty good.
I went on a little mini vacation with some friends, and we went to Temecula, and somebody bought beer, and I took it home. So these are stolen beers, technically.
Ooh, it makes the beer sweeter when you haven't paid for them.
Pop, 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 yeah. Pop, pop, pop. It is sweeter. Yes, it is. He texted the group. He's like, hey, did somebody take these beers? And I didn't say anything. No. But hey, I'm saying it now. Sorry, Jack. I took your beer, boy.
Dang, that was good. I wish beers came. This might be a controversial opinion, but I wish beers came in a smaller can too. You know, like how they make sodas in those smaller cans?
Yeah.
They're like cuter, right, and fun size. They should have those for beers. Like 18 packs of those.
Like little
snack. I'd drink
beers?
A lot more beer if I did that. Yeah, like a snack beer. Mm-hmm. 8 ounces, something like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Do only like big soda brands do that? Or do we...
The little cans?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The big sodas, like the colas, they do the little cans.
Mm. Nice. Yeah. I mean, gosh, we should have our own beer one day. And if we do, maybe we could have those little snack beers.
Yeah. I think that's going to come around. I think I would buy a lot more beer if they came, if like Miller Lite came in a small little can.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or I didn't feel, because I, when I look at a can, I don't want to drink all of it. I want to drink like half of it and throw it away.
Coronas do, Corona.
Oh, the Coronitas.
Corona.
Oh,
Coronitas.
I should get Coronitas. You're right.
But whenever I grab those, it feels like it was a mistake. Like I bought them once and I took them home and I grabbed one to drink and I was like, this, why is it small? You know?
So why is it so small?
I thought I got ripped off. But
is the price about the same?
Probably. Probably. That's how they get you.
Kiltrav got the COVID booster.
Kiltrav got the boost. You getting the boost? Are you getting the boost? You think about getting the boost?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. How many boosters I got to get?
I don't want it. I don't want it. I'm on the side of like, nah, son, I don't want the boost, man. That wasn't part of the deal. The deal was the vaccine and that's it. Why do I got to get the boost?
Yeah, but maybe if you reframed it, I'm just playing devil's advocate because I feel the same way. I'd rather just stay in more. Mm-hmm. But whatever, as long as my parents get the booster, I'm happy.
I agree. I think the people who should get the booster, which were the people that were suggested initially, the elderly. Yeah, absolutely. I think my parents and anyone their age or older should get the booster. But for me, fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
what's after Omicron? There's going to be another one after Omicron, right?
Yeah. Look, that's all marketing, man. We're just giving... It's not a fucking different strain. It's just... They're just painting another name on the same thing. That's all they're doing. It's marketing. Mm. It's PR. All right? What the hell? Uh-huh. What sound was that?
That I'm looking at it, and now I gotta hang up, and I gotta call you back or something.
Oh, why? Because it Google Meet.
There's a limit. I wasn't aware. Yeah, one hour limit. Oh,
they got a limit on the limit.
Yeah, they got a limit.
Oh shit! How do we do this then?
Shit. Why don't I just hang up and I call you back?
So is it in a different Google Meet room?
Oh, shit, man. Is that what we got to do? Or can I just hang up and come back in?
Try that.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and come back in.
Oh, man.
Wait, well, let me get it all prepped up so I don't spend too much time missing. All right, here it is. I'm leaving now. Bye, everyone. I'll see you soon.
Oh, man. Okay, I was like, what are you going to see? When he hangs up, you just see an old picture of me.
Did that make a difference?
I don't know. It probably.
No, it still says the call ends in 9 minutes. Oh, snap. Now you're seeing it.
Yeah, we see everything. All right. Can you start a room? And then, or should I start a room? Oh, man. Technology. We need a producer.
I think this is what we need to do. All right. In these 9 minutes, you're gonna slowly create a Google Meet room, Gabe.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to get the link in my email. And then once we're all good, we're gonna swap over real quick.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Killer Trev, for the sub with your Prime. You know, I know it's a free sub, but you could spend it anywhere, and you spent it with us, and I appreciate it. Thank you. 7 months going strong. Kill Trev.
All right. I'm going to pin you. Oh, wait. That's not
pinned. Oh, and Eldridge suggests, good suggestion, field some chat questions while I'm reloading, too, because I'll probably be missing for a couple minutes or something.
Okay.
But, yeah, we can field some questions. What questions we got? Well, let's throw it into the chitty chat.
All right. You field the questions while I set up a new room? All right.
OK's Happy Hour Weekly Technical Trouble Podcast. That's a good name. We should just call ourselves that now. Eldred says, why haven't you seen each other's penises? Have I not seen Gabe? I can't outright remember a time I've seen your penis. But I'm surprised I haven't yet.
You know, other people I don't know. I guess we're prudes. We stay away from nudity.
We don't ever get in a situation where we would be naked together.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we've been changing, but like I've never like paid attention when your underwear is off. Like maybe we've been changing like outside of a car or during camping where I wanted to, I could probably like sneak a peek.
Right,
but I've never like been like, oh, Gabe's taking off his pants. Let me see.
I mean,
Gabe's pretty protective of his pants, I guess.
The only time I am too. I went streaking in Prague for like a second.
Oh, that's right.
I was just running around in my underwear, and then. But I was running away from you guys, and you guys were
so I could only see your ass.
Yeah, you can only see my ass.
I've seen your bare ass.
Yeah, you see my ass.
I've seen your bare ass. I mean, if you see the video, if you maybe stopped on the right frame, you might be able to see the back of Gabe's balls, maybe through his ass cheeks.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
You got to get that camera real low. I forget the. Did we show? Is my bare ass on YouTube?
Yeah. Your bare ass is on YouTube briefly. Very briefly.
Yeah, it's very brief.
Because I think at that point I start laughing too hard, so the footage is unusable.
Yeah, you fumbled the...
Yeah.
I am slowly getting a Ninja new Google asks... Meet. Go ahead.
Ninja asks, well, that's a bigger, longer question. We'll skip that one for now, Ninja, just because... We're doing the technical issue thing, and we're gonna have to keep it short. But let's see. Well, there's no other questions. What do your portfolios look like? We got like fashion videos and corporate videos. I don't really like talking about that stuff as much.
Nonprofit organizations, education. We have fashion. We have medical. We have
Yeah, we've run the gamut of like corporate videos.
We're slowly burning all of those bridges, so that's good news for you guys. Because that means
we're slowly burning all those bridges and transferring over to putting all our eggs in the happy hour basket.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about that, but okay. So if I start a new meeting, I have to end this one and start a new one, then right? So should I just do that now?
Oh, Elders. Financial portfolio. I meant retirement portfolios. Damn, I don't have anything like that.
Oh no.
I do, but it's only because I listen to people who tell me what to do. But I don't have a mind for that.
Okay.
I don't have GameStop either.
We're gonna need a minute to like do this right? So
I think so.
Okay. I'm gonna get closer to my computer.
But I think okay.
And then I'm gonna shoot you an email with a new link, right?
Yeah, that sounds good. And then I'll be able to join through that. But I'll keep talking to this folks then.
All right. I'm gonna probably cut you off at some point, but yeah, you keep talking.
Okay, all right. So you heard the man. He's gonna cut me off at a certain point. But we can get into our what's your retirement portfolio like, Ninjake? I don't particularly have one. I'm in the middle of trying to get a house right now. That's something of something, right? You guys, I'm sure all of you have houses already. I feel like it's much easier in the middle of America to do that. It's so hard to do in LA. In LA, we're looking, our budget should be able to get a mansion everywhere else, but we cannot get a mansion. Here we're like, I don't know, is like one bathroom again good enough for us? I don't know. It's going to be tough.
You know, for Christmas, I was going to ask for an Oculus as well.
All right, we're back, I think.
Yeah, are we?
Yeah.
Nice. I wanted to get like a 3D VR setup for myself as well for Christmas, but I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
Oh, like virtual reality?
Yeah, because I was going to say, me and you, Gabe, we should have, because I was going to maybe get a virtual reality, but then I also thought if I get it, I should get one for Gabe too, and then we can be in it together.
Tight. You want, like, should we?
And then we can hang out in there.
Let's bump up the quality to this podcast and go 3D.
Yeah.
Despite all of the technical difficulties that we have just with webcams.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that we should do the podcast or anything. I'm just saying in our personal lives, we should hang out in VR.
No, I know. Yeah.
You're going to have to reframe me, Gabe. I'm like really framed weird.
Oh. Can you move over? Or you can't move over. And honestly,
Hold on. Which way?
Yeah, that way. Oh, now, okay. Now the microphone is working.
Is it me?
Yeah, you're good now. The microphone wasn't working earlier.
It wasn't? Okay, so yeah, I thought something was different. Okay, right. cool.
So we're good now. All right, cool. What was the question? Like, you wanted, what do you want for Christmas or something like that?
No, the question was, what do you want for Christmas, actually? Gabe, I need to know because I got to go shopping for your gift.
Fuck, man, I don't know.
You doing anything romantic? Can you give me ideas?
Romantic? I bought...
Yeah.
Well, Jasmine asked for like a expensive wool sweater that I shrunk in the wash. So she got her Christmas gift and I ruined it already. So I got her a nice wool sweater, coat. I don't know what it's called. And she liked it. She's like, can you get this for me for Christmas? I said, sure. Boom. Got it. And so I was like, all right, that took care of Christmas. And then I went to do laundry the other day. And I washed it because it was in the pile of laundry that needed to get done. Uh-huh. And I pull it out of the wash and the shit shrunk like it was made for a baby. And
really?
Yeah, she wasn't
that bad.
She wasn't happy about that. So,
what a bummer.
But between you and me, why is it in the pile of laundry? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it?
If it's dry, her fault.
If it's dry clean only, she's not going to like that I'm talking about this. She's gonna fuck me up for talking about this. But if it's.
Is she listening right now? Is she listening?
I don't think
looking
so.
For reasons to fuck you up?
She might. Okay. She might. She's always listening. She's always listening.
And always watching.
But if it's in the pile of laundry and I'm doing laundry, it's going in the wash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
I agree with you. Jess does that to me all the time. She'll put like straight up like suit jackets in the laundry, in the laundry basket. I'm like, you can't put a suit jacket in here, girl. What's wrong with you?
You know,
but she don't know that.
She has another coat that she's washed. And I've washed before, and I remember washing it, and and I was like, hey, this is dry clean only. She's like, oh, I wash it. It's old. It's fine. And then with this new one, she's like, you know, it's new. It's nice. Of course, you don't want to wash it. I don't know. But yeah, it's my fault in the end, I guess. But she doesn't want to talk about it because it might, you know, like, you know, and I don't want to argue about it. You know, I don't want to be like, well, why is it in the pile of, you know, laundry to do whatever. So,
right.
So it is what it is. I mean, cause I know that there's, you know, when we do laundry, I do her laundry. We do, you know, our laundry is just together. So I know there's certain items that shouldn't be, you know, that needs to be hung dry. That doesn't go in the dryer, yeah. You know, like I know those things. So there's some things that I know that there's definitely rules for.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it is what it is. And I told her, I was like, hey, this happened. There's a way to fix it, but I'm just letting you know that this happened. So she wasn't happy, but she knows that it's fixable. And so, well, oh my cat, all of my pets are so needy. Get out, but you're so cute.
I know, this is a cute cat. This is a cute cat. It's crazy. What's crazy about cats is they're so soft and also like flexible compared to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Gertie's pretty flexible, right? Like you could pour her out of a cup.
Yeah.
She'll fill up a bottle.
You smell like shit. But yeah, these pets, man, so fucking needy. Like there's no room for.
Do you wash your cat? Do you not wash your cat?
I heard.
You can't wash a cat?
I heard that you maybe the chat could chime in on this, but Jasmine's mom says she read or watched something that said you shouldn't bathe your cats because it really irritates their skin, or it's like really like it really bothers them. I mean, which makes sense because they fucking hate baths, but it's just like, well, you smell like shit though, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I mean, I'm sure there's an argument for saying like, you know, water and soap is bad for a human skin. It produces its own natural oils or whatever. I'm sure there's an argument for that. But we wash ourselves because we smell like shit otherwise.
Right. And
I don't know.
Yeah.
Only if they have fleas. Okay. I guess Killer Trav knows. Killer Trav says he doesn't. Dang. Okay.
Yeah, and
haven't you seen those videos though of like Japanese people who like they like dip their little cat in water and they like rub the cat's head and do, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like massage shampoo into the fur. And some cats really enjoy it. Dogs too, but not my dogs. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, here in the Western world, dude, we don't like baths are like get the fuck in the bath and it's like scalding hot water. It's like fucking you take the shower head and you're like right in their fucking face. You're like fucking.
You're talking about as an animal, right? You're not talking about as a human being. You aren't bathed like that, right, Gabe?
No, I don't bathe like that. But I that's just how we bathe animals here in the West. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Fucking,
I compare the way I bathe the dogs is the same. It's like I'm waterboarding the dogs.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
It's like,
but are your dogs aggressively avoiding of like water and showers or baths?
I mean, they don't like it, but I try to be gentle. But you know, when I pour water on their face and they're just like. Yeah,
they hate it.
it's like I'm trying to get the truth out of them. It's like, tell me who fucking chewed up the. Tell me, no.
Who shit the floor? Who shit the floor? Was it you? Who are you working with?
Exactly. I don't know what I want for Christmas, man. Fuck, dude. Tough question.
It is a tough question, right? I feel the older I get, the less I actually want in life. I just want to be more and more left alone.
Yeah, that'd be a funny wish list. You know, if you're part of like a secret Santa, it's like It's just one item on my list. Leave me alone. Like, all right, I got you. You know, I'm part of a, you know, Secret Santa. Well, my family does Secret Santa. This year we're not doing it because there's, I don't know, I think we just got lazy.
Why?
I think we're not all getting together completely. Like, there's, you know, like Isaiah. No, not Isaiah. It's some part of or my stepbrother. Him and his kids, him and his family are not joining. And, you know, there's just like, it feels a little more like empty nester situation. Like, we just don't have like everybody together. So therefore we're just not going to do like this big, gift exchange, Secret Santa. But, I'm in a Secret Santa group with, some friends and, the limit for the present is $150.
What?
That's high, right?
That's high for one person?
For one person. And
for one, how many of you are there? How many of you are there?
Six.
Six of you?
And we do it through an app.
Oh, that's pretty high.
So there's an app that you can, I mean, there's a bunch of apps, but there's, we use, I guess we're using Elfster.
And, okay.
You can make a wish list. So whoever's name, you know, you have, you can see what they want, and the person that I have, they requested something over the limit, over $150. What the hell?
Yeah.
Which is funny.
By how much?
$15. So not that bad.
By $15. Okay, yeah. Not that bad.
But I feel like the standard is like $50, you know? That's what my family does. It's like a $50 sort of limit.
Eldred says, but you're only buying one gift for all those six people.
Right. So I'm not, so I get that. I get that too. Because if I'm buying five gifts. Normally we would be buying, four gifts. Because it's like, I wouldn't.
A couple?
Yeah. So it'd be four gifts, and yeah, you know, whatever. I get it. It's not that bad, but still, I feel like, you know.
I normally just buy everyone a gift if I can.
Well, I'm trying to buy, I mean, with that Secret Santa group, that's fine. That's perfect. If it's $150 bucks, then you get what you want.
That's expensive.
You get what you want. You get what you get. And
I don't even like to ask for that kind of gift.
Right. I asked, I'm on my wish list. I just put a bunch of like,
yo, what'd you put? Your $100, $150 item?
No, it wasn't one item. I put like four $30, $40 items. Like I did. I put,
what'd you put? I want,
athletic gear.
Okay.
So like long sleeve, dry. What is it? Dry fit.
Right, the workout stuff. Yeah, the Nike stuff.
Yeah, the workout sort of stuff. So long sleeve, short sleeve, running or workout shorts. Because I'm still wearing, there's one long sleeve, like, workout running shirt that I wear that I swear I probably got back in like 2008, something like that. And it's so worn out. But everything still works on it technically, but the color is so different now. It's like, I look pretty disgusting. The things that I wear,
you look pretty disgusting.
It's gross. Do you ever look at your underwear and you're like, wow, this underwear is pretty old, to the point where it's like you don't have holes in the underwear, but it's kind of see through.
Right. Because the only thing left is like the grid of string, right? And like the fuzzy parts that fill in the gaps is gone. No, I know what you mean. I got socks like that. I don't think I have underwear like that, but I do have underwear where I throw them all away, obviously, when it happens, but the fabric is so thin that it tears just out of thinness.
Yeah.
Have you had that happen?
Like you're looking at it and you're like amazed. You're like, I can't believe this is still intact and I could see through it.
Wow, it's holding itself.
And then you kind of
it's holding itself together.
You kind of do this to
it. Yeah, and then I, tears. Yeah, and for me, it always tears like
I got socks.
Yeah, like, yeah. I got, for like... me, it's usually like I.
I'm sorry. I keep we keep talking over.
I don't know. We're I think we're, yeah. I think we're out of sync somehow in our connection. Maybe it's my connection just took a dump. I don't know. Either way, I was just gonna say that for me, this has happened more than like a couple times, which is my boxers are so thin sometimes, and then I get a little warm and clammy under my pants, and it'll cling. You know, the fabric will cling to my leg a little, and then I twist and it goes. Like I feel the tear run through my underwear. Like a whole leg is now off of the, you know, like the boxer, one whole leg is like off now, you know, because it just tore in this weird way. But yeah, I know what you mean. I got old ass underwear, but you know, honestly, having Jess around, she solved that for me. You know, she's like another set of eyes, because she'll look at my shit and she'll be like, "That shit's gross, Dennis. You need to replace that." You know, and I, you know, I listen to her usually.
Let's see what else is on my wish list. Oh, I want to get this book, The Meal Prep King. It's like a meal prep meal prep cookbook, and I put on my list meal prep containers. I'm gonna try to get. I'm trying to get this body right. You know what's exciting is that basically this week we're sort of like. So we do a photo booth business, and there's no photo booths for the month of December except New Year's Eve.
Are you doing that one?
I think so. I don't know.
You guys just have fun on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really have fun on New Year's Eve anyway. I'm just with the dogs. And that's never fun. That's right. I said it so you could hear me, fucking dogs. But basically we're on a break from that, and we're done with video after this week too. So the rest of the month there's no, you know, real work obligations. I mean, there are some, of course, but nothing that it, so basically I'm saying I'm feel like I'm sort of freed up to do
nice,
have more fun and fucking take care of myself, man. Fucking work out and eat healthy and shit. So
yeah,
I gotta get this body tight again. Fucking losing it.
Tight.
Flat.
Yeah, no, me too. I gotta get my shit's getting all big. And like in all the worries that are bad, I'm trying to figure this shit out too.
Right. Right.
Yeah, for real, for real. Oh, Gabe, I think I can go to Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, word.
Should I go to Vegas? Do you have space?
Yeah, dude. We can see each other's dicks and all that stuff.
Dang. No, because I you know how I originally can't go because maybe it was my anniversary weekend?
How is it maybe?
But it turns out.
It turns out.
But it turns out. No, not that I had the wrong weekend. It turns out Jess forgot that it's our anniversary weekend, and she overbooked herself. So, boom.
Look who's freed up now.
Oh, shit. Fucking hot boy Vegas winter.
Hot boy trip. Winter. Hot boy winter in Vegas.
Oh, shit.
What's the plan in Vegas? What did you want to do anyway? I know you brought it up, and then I just kind of, once I saw the date, I was like, I probably can't go. So I wasn't paying attention as much. But what's the plan? UFC something?
There's a UFC. December 11th. Ooh, I said the date. That's right. If you're in Vegas, December 11th, I'm going to be there. Maybe Dennis will be there too. But there's a UFC event. I was interested in maybe watching it live, like buying tickets and being there. But tickets are too expensive. So I'm just going to, we're just going to be in the city. We're just going to be in the city. And so I plan to watch them
Everything else is just regular Vegas style. Bars, restaurants, pubs, who knows?
Probably not pubs, but you know, whatever.
I can't. Gabe, you are becoming more and more robotic.
Oh.
Yeah, I think everyone else is hearing it too, but I don't know if it's just me. I can hear you.
Oh.
But there's also a lot of distortion around your voice. Can you hear it?
I can't hear
it. Okay, now it sounds cleaner. What happened?
Let us know in the chat how we're doing.
Yeah, you're doing good now.
Okay, so we're good now.
It was kind of interesting because it... Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up anyways. But
yeah,
Vegas, fuck yeah, let's go. We're going Thursday.
Let's go. Anyone who wants to join us in Vegas this weekend, let's go.
Not this weekend, December 11th. Or December 10th, that weekend.
What is that? What weekend?
December 10th. Next weekend.
Not this weekend. Next weekend. Oh, shit. Do I have the wrong weekend?
Next weekend.
Oh, fuck. I don't know then. All right. I'm back to I don't know. Fuck. I don't know.
Oh, fine. All right. Well, I'm going to be in Vegas at least. And hey.
Yeah.
That's it. We're wrapping this up. So
yeah,
tomorrow. Tomorrow we're doing, I'm doing Cookbook Roulette. I'm back to it. I will post in the Discord what I'm cooking, but it's from the Curry Cookbook, the classic Curry Cookbook that was sent in by Don McGinnis. And we have a new episode coming out tomorrow as well, so make sure you look out for that.
Didn't Jake ever say what time he wanted it to come out?
I don't know. But maybe he'll message us. It comes out whenever Jake wants it to come out.
Yep. So tomorrow, pay attention. New episode out. Yeah, this should be good. Gabe's doing a thing. The next video is going to be a surprise video from me. And then you got episode 101. Wow, we got the whole schedule figured out for y'all. See? We back up and rolling. Thanks for joining, everyone. That was Pop Popcast.